Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, our gospel reading today talks about James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, two sons of thunder, as it's sometimes said. Well, and one of them is called St. John. We call him St. John the Evangelist because he wrote the Gospel of John. He also wrote the Epistles of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the Revelation of St. John, the last book in the Bible. And John sometimes is depicted as an eagle, an association that comes from Ezekiel's vision of the four living creatures in heaven, the ox, the man, the lamb, and the eagle. John's the eagle. And sometimes you might see another symbol for St. John the Evangelist as a chalice. A chalice like we have here, or I guess a chalice like you see up there carved in wood. Only thing about St. John's chalice is it's depicted as having a serpent in it. Maybe you thought last Sunday we were done with snakes and serpents. Maybe you thought St. Patrick had driven them all out of Ireland and Buffalo. Well, there's a serpent in the chalice today for St. John. So Jesus says to St. John and James, his brother, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or to be baptized with the baptism with which I'm baptized?" Jesus asks James and John, "Are you sure you want this cup? Are you sure you want to drink from this cup?" You see, Jesus will drink from that cup. The cup that James and John think that they want. They don't understand what they've asked for. Jesus will drink from the cup of suffering, from the cup of death. The cup filled with the sin of this world. That's what the serpent is. Not because this cup is tasty or fun, not even because he wanted to, but because it was the will of the Father. When Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, he prays, "Father, all things are possible for you. All things are possible for you. Remove this cup. Yet not what I will, but what you will." For Jesus, the time was almost fulfilled. The hour was at hand. Our gospel today says, Jesus was walking ahead of them. He was leading the way. Leading the way where? Up to Jerusalem. Up to the cross. To the cup of suffering that he knew was ahead of him. The death march. The disciples followed, and they were afraid, and they were amazed, and they didn't know what was going on. But Jesus did. They followed him. Jesus knew, and he tells it again for the third time in this gospel. He tells it to his disciples, "I'm going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man is going to be lifted up. He's going to be mocked. He's going to be spit on. He's going to be flogged within an inch of his life, and then they're going to kill him. And then on the third day, he will rise." It's no wonder the disciples didn't understand him. This wasn't what they wanted to hear. James and John and Peter had been with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, where they saw him in all of his heavenly glory. Well, glory and success don't much look like a naked dead guy on a cross. How can humiliation and death have anything to do with God restoring his kingdom? But no, James and John, they were more interested in their careers. They were more interested in their future glory. Can't wait for Jesus to come into His glory. He's going to Jerusalem. Maybe this is where He's going to be. We're going to see all of His glory and we're going to get some. So they come to Him and say, Lord, can we be like, give us whatever we ask, okay? What do you want? What do you ask? And Jesus could have said, be careful what you ask for, you might get it. Be careful what you ask for. What do you ask for? We want to sit at your right hand and not on your left in as you come into your kingdom. Jesus says, are you able to drink from the cup that I'm going to drink? Are you able to be baptized in the baptism which I'm going to be baptized? And what is he talking about in both cases? He's talking about the cross. His suffering and death. And he says, as for the right hand and the left hand, when I come into my glory is going to be here on the cross. So when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane and after he prays, Lord, Father, take this cup from me if it be possible. He also prays, Father, glorify your Son. That your Son may glorify you in your will, by following your will. And he's talking about the cross. That's the cup of suffering. And as for the right hand and the left hand, he says, that's reserved for those for whom it's been prepared. Somebody else is going to be on my right hand and on my left hand on Calvary. But as for my baptism into death, you will receive a baptism. In your baptism, you're going to be baptized into my death, too. That's your death on the cross, too. Your eternal death. And by the way, in your baptism, you, James, and John, and insert your name here, you're also baptized into his resurrection. And in that glory, you will share too. But as for this cup, it's a cup of suffering. And James and John are going to suffer too. They're going to suffer for the sake of Christ. James is going to become the head of the church in Jerusalem after Jesus' ascension for a while. But then he's going to be beheaded. He's the first disciple to be killed because he believed in what Jesus told him. And because of what he was saying to others about what Jesus told him. That the cup of suffering that Jesus went to the cross for, he went to the cross for you. And James's brother lives a long time, long enough to write the Gospel of James, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the Revelation of St. John. But he dies in exile. James the first to die, John the last to die, sons of Zebedee. They drink of the cup of death, yeah. But it's not an eternal death. It's not a poisoned cup. The poison goes into Jesus' cup. The poison of our sin. That's what Jesus drinks from. That's the cup that he takes for us. And the cup that he gives us, the cup that he gives us today is a cup of his blood poured out for you and for me for the forgiveness of our sins. For all those times when we wanted the glory. For all those times when we wanted to be the one who was next to power. For all those times that we wanted people to listen to our way so that we would be noticed like James and John. For all those times where we, like James and John, elbowed our way to the front so we could sit in the best place. For all those times that we wanted the glory. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the glory is the glory of the cross. The glory that we have is not just the wonderful mountaintop experience like on the mountain of transfiguration. We will have that in heaven and in the new heavens and the new earth, yes. But for now, we also drink from the cup of suffering. The same cup that Jesus drank from. He is the beginning. His baptism, the baptism of death, we share in for our forgiveness. So that we can rise with Him. So that His resurrection is the beginning of our resurrection. Resurrection that we will live to for eternal life. That's a different kind of cup. It's a cup of the participation in His blood, which is pure and free and gives you the forgiveness of sins. This is what Christ offers us this day. May it be to your everlasting salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.